July 7, 2020, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show. Happy Tuesday. Brother Matt, we're in quitting quarantino mode here and with the COVID-19 hell and also race hell. This clown keeps wanting to stir stuff up. I can't, you know. Anyway, Brother Matt is a couple miles south at Love Grotto, but I'm not man alone because of those incredible software engineers in Estonia with their Skype software invention. I got with me Zuo Takeshi from Bors and Greg to help out with the talking. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
No, it's 17 hours, 16 hours. Time different, right? So it's Yeah, because you guys don't do the daylight saving time, so I always get mixed up. Mm.
Summer time, we have
It's like Arizona. It's like Arizona or Southern Illinois. I don't think Hawaii does it either. But look, you got a brand new record. No.
Yes.
Love it. I love it, man. I should tell the people listening, last time I got to talk to Bors was 13 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, at a club called the Hurl. It was incredible. The gig was really good. And then, finding out that you learned how to play drums by watching Ig dance. I mean, shit.
イギーポップの参考をしてた話も面白かったです。
うん。あったのはいつだっけ？この間ベースをね、楽屋に持ってきてくれたんだよね。
So, then again, the last time that we met, Mike, you brought your bass.
Oh, absolutely. But that was
as a gift to Bors.
That was in Echo Park, in California here, Southern California. But that was not a Watt from Pedro show interview.
それはインタビューの時じゃなかったんですけど、最後に会った時ですね。Was that two years ago?
I think so. I remember I had a gig two doors down from you guys. And I had hurt my finger, my hand.
Right.
It was one of the worst.
そうそう。
怪
我したんですね。
It's a fucking nightmare, okay?I had to play that gig. I couldn't see. Snap my finger. I couldn't do that.
Nothing snap. So you couldn't.
I couldn't. No, no.
You had to. So,
No why. I got. I fell asleep on my fucking hand. And nerve damage.
Ah, so.手の上で眠れちゃって、そのナーブダメージ。
So three months later it came back, but it was very kawaii, very scary. Because I got no pay. I can't work bass. It's a terrible situation.
ベースはできなかったらもう。
I need you, Biz. I need Tay. Okay, I can lose the fucking Hisa, Ashi, all that shit, but not Tay, not you. I gotta have those.
Hisa, Ashi はダメになってもいいんですけど、ユーは一番大事にしてるので。
今は大丈夫だね。大丈夫。
So, Mike さん, you're fine now, though, right?
Yeah. It was about 3 months later. It slowly came back. Therapy, right? Working it. And it came back. It came back, but it...
3ヶ月で、普通に、前に戻ったので大丈夫でした。
Just really scary. I should say what we started off with John Coltrane doing Alabama, and then from the new album, Genesis. I can't remember, so help me. Is Bors spelled with a big B or a little B for this record?
このアルバムはボリスのスペルは大文字の B 小文字の B のどちらですかって
頭だけ大文字の
Okay, so yeah, it's just this is just kind of your regular title case if you want to call it that just the first B is capitalized
Yeah, but I thought that meant a big difference on the way the material is, like more bell bottoms or less bell bottoms.
じゃあ、でもあのその話ですが、あの、うん、その名前のあの大文字小文字のことで、うん、なんか音が変わるのが70年代感が出るとか、なんかそういう違いがあるでしょうかっていう。
あの昔はね、2000年入ったぐらいは大文字はロックの中心に向かって、で小文字の時はロックの中心から外側に行くみたいな、そういう意味だったね。
So as Atsuo says, back around like the year 2000, yeah, they were using the all uppercase boards as more of like your kind of straightforward rock, if you can call it that, just like a rock record, while the all lowercase boards was kind of outside of that range, I guess, experimental, if you'll say.
But that tradition is gone.
じゃあ、もうそういう習慣はもうやっていないんですか？
たまにやるね。
So, yeah, sometimes, no? Not necessarily sometimes. Sometimes it will come back, sometimes they'll...
なるべく今はあの総合的にトータルアートとしてのこう、提示をしようとは思ってるんだけど、うん。
So right now it's more of a way of thinking is kind of just like total art. So it's not really looking at either that rock side of things or outside of that. It's just all total art presentation.
Okay, that's what's great about having your own band. You can make up your own rules.
うん、そう。そう。自分の番だったら自分のルールで、あの、やればいいべき。やればいい。
そう。自分でルール決めて、自分でルールも破る、みたいな。
そう。Atsuo says, yeah, you make the rules and then you break them.
Break them, yeah, of course. I want to play, Zercolo. Zercolo. Is that how you pronounce it?
what do you want? Who are you?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Are you a fish?
No.
Are you a snake? Are you a man? Who are you?
Why? Just because I couldn't have it doesn't mean I can't forget it. Doesn't help me hide what I don't show. Just because I shouldn't want it doesn't stop me thinking of it. Doesn't make me want it less at all.
okay, here we go. Yeah, Zirkalo. New
Zirkalo.
Boris album. It's Ruski for Mirror. And then we had Dougie Baum asked me to join him on a tune called Unreal Time 18. He's been doing all these duets while we're in this quarantine. And I did this with him last week. Dougie used to play drums for John Cale and Lounge Lizards and stuff. At a studio with Ivan from the Voidoids. Ivan Julian. Okay, the CPI brand new. Templo de Agua. Agua, sorry. Dietrich and Barnes. That's John Dietrich from Deerhoof with the Frost Pocket. Deerhoof brand new. They just did a record with Leo Smith, the trumpet man. Wada Smith. Damage Eye Squintin' Into the Beautiful Over Hot Sun. That's a fucking title. Then Leibel out of South London with Piss Takers. Disciplina Kichma from Belgrade. Naravosčenje. Yeah, my Slav ain't too good. You know, their bass man, Brother Koya, he went into a coma. He's still, but he kind of came out of it. He's healing up slowly. This guy's a great bass man from the 80s. And Augie Y, brand new out of England with Missing. And finally, Boris with Fundamental Error.
Machi. I think maybe they'll have something to say about that song.
Machi Guy. Yeah, well, you know, I was going to ask, because, well, for one thing, so you're singing now a lot with Takeshi on this album, right?
で、あつおさんは、あの、新作は、あの、たけしさんと一緒によく歌ってますよね。
そうだね。5曲目、6曲目はたけしがメインボーカルだね。他は俺がメインかな。
うん。そう思いました。So, yeah, actually, so, it's mostly, Atsuo is the lead vocal, and I think it's, the sixth vocal, the sixth song that Takeshi has five and six songs. So you played the Zirkalo, that one, and then the following track. But also Takeshi, the rest are mostly Atsuo.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to make is you're singing in Japanese, right?
Yes.
But then you want the title in English, go right?
あの、タイトルは英語なんですけど、あの、歌詞は日本語ですが、タイトルは英語ですね。
まあ、歌詞の中には
英語。Yeah, for example, Fundamental Error.
Fundamental Error はカバーだね。
Fundamental Error is a cover song.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. There's one or two covers on this record. Ragundo?
Yeah, Gudon.
Is the band, yeah.
Right. Now, they were Japanese hardcore band, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. But did they sing in English?
Japanese. No,
it's Japanese.
But they used the English title.
Yeah.
See, Greg, what I'm trying to get at is, what's the connection?
Yeah.そう、うん、あの、それはなぜですかっていう、なんかちょっと気になってますね、マイクさんは。
日本のね、ハードコアの、トラディショナルなスタイルだよね。日本、ハードコアだけではなくて、ロックバンドはサビを英語で歌ったり、サビだけね。割と、ポピュラーなスタイル。
So, they said that, I mean, first they said that just kind of became like the hardcore style.
Yeah.
Was that sort of just like Japanese lyrics and English title.
Yeah.
But not only hardcore, also just rock in general, it just became a popular style to have an English title and Japanese lyrics.
Okay.
I assume because it's easier for them to write lyrics in Japanese. But, they often do sing a chorus in English.
Oh yeah, I hear words.
You'll hear like a repeated word in English. That's they're not saying this exactly, but I'm assuming the reason is because of lack of English ability. So it's easy to make a title, but not or a simple repeated chorus line, but to write like, you know, meaningful lyrics in English, which is not their native language.
You know what's trippy about titles? You can't copyright them. But you can copyright the lyrics. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 7, 2020, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Boris. Hold tight for hour two. July 7, 2020, it's the second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Antigonet, okay. Not Antigone.
So it's not an English word.
Right. So we look at it as an English word.
Ah.
I did too.
Okay. You
know, so, but what they were intended was Antigone.
So it's kind of like a piece of biology, right?
Biology.
A piece of it's a biological word. It's a chemistry science word.
So it's actually Greek.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of our science words are Greek words, and they're Latin, too.
Like
psychology, biology, those are all Greek words. If they got the I-O-U, like religious, contagious, that's Latin. Greek is more, yeah. But both of them are used in science. You know, English put together from all kinds of different languages.
So, 英語はいろんな言語から。
Okay.
発音はアンティゴネなんだけど、まあ、意味はマイクが言っているような、まあ、アンチゴーンだね。
Yeah, well, そういう
歌詞だ、
ね。ああ、面白いですね。So, アトさん said that, the title, the pronunciation of it is Antigone, but it's actually, the meaning behind it is, as you said, Antigone.
Okay, still here. Like pigeon.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we heard that. That's throughout the second hour. Then we heard. You guys know about Osaka lady named Pew?
Osaka-jin.
From late 70s.
What's her name, Mike?
Pew.
Pew.
Yeah. Pew-san.
Yes, they know.
Yeah. Sally, she had her own band, and then she did solo.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So we played some of that. It's called Seimen wa Koya o Mezuzu. And then Hi-Fi Club from France with Sans Prevas. And then finally Boris with HCHC, Preparation Line.
Yeah.
Now there's something now to the listeners out there. When Boris started in the early 90s, Brother Atsu, you were the singer man, right?
で昔あのボリス始まった時あの90年代の前半アトさんがリードのボーカルでしたね。
そうだね。
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and so in a way, this No record is kind of a look back at the hardcore days for Boris.
So, このアルバムのはあのボリスにとってそのなんか昔をちょっとあの思い出してるみたいなあのちょっとハードコアのあの昔を思い出してるみたいな。
僕らね全然戻ってる気はなくて、あのここ数年ちょっと気づいたのは自分たちがねあのすごいスローテンポのノイズコアだって気づいたんだよね。
So actually, Zato said, as Zato was just saying that, rather than they don't actually look at it as looking back. They're not looking back at all. Okay. Rather, they more recently have realized that the songs have become very slow and noisy.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue. Hi.
まあ、ノイズコアってジャンルがあるけれども、まあ、ゆっくりなノイズコアバンドだなっていうのに気づいて、まあ、ほんで、まあ、ノイズコアってもともと本来の D ビートだったり、速いテンポのものであったりするから、まあ、それをひねりなくストレートにやった感じかな。
You said that, so they're becoming kind of like a genre like noise core.It might be called. And so, from that, they kind of just wanted to turn things into something that was more, straight, no twist.
Okay. For example, I want to play Loveless.
Okay.
Boris went into the studio to record this. Was the process different from the last, you know, for example, Smile or Dear?
で、このアルバムのステージに入って、あの、脳のやり方が、あの、例えば前のアルバム、スマイルとか、ディアと、変わりましたか？
変わってない。変わってないんだけど、でもその、やっぱりハードコアとかノイズコアのマナーで、短い曲を作ろうっていうルールは設けたから、ちょっとそこで、そこでちょっと違うことがいろいろ起こったね。
うん、
長いけどね。
あ、すみません、もう一度。
普通のそのノイズコアとか、ハードコアに比べたら長い曲なんだけど、
そう
自分たちの中では短い曲。
ああ、
う
ん。Okay, so as they're saying, they're going to be this kind of noise core sound, which is traditionally kind of long, but in any case,to answer the question, Mike, they did not actually do the process any different than any of the other records in terms of how they operated in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, they're just thought differently in terms of wanting to specifically have shorter songs.
Ah, okay.
So that was the thing. That was the thing that changed. Is they wanted to stick with that fast style, but also specifically short songs rather than noise core.
2-3 minutes instead of the... Okay, let's listen.
what it'd be like to grow up in a small town. Big house, nice front lawn, and plain white picket fence. When there's no fire truck tonight, the only sound you hear is silence. Instead of sirens, it's crickets in your ear. Where everybody's got a place to live, everybody's got a lot to give. Every day it's growing harder to forget. There's so many places I haven't been to yet. I wanna go where I can lay down in the grass and see the stars as clear as sunlight reflect on top of flight office window there.
Thank you.
off Pedro Show. That was Loveless by Boris. Then Maya after that with Restless. Peter Lochner from Old Cleveland singing Dear Richard. Here's something. Greg, you were telling me about Vane, and I found a track.
アツオさん、ベイさんの、このハードコアの話が出たので、マイクさんに僕からご存知ですかって聞いたら、ご存知ですかって聞いたら、I found the whole album on YouTube。ちょっと調べてもらったみたいですね。ああ、うん。And I thought, very interesting, very interesting. I like very much. We heard Pat Smear, the German's guitar player, because
you know, when I heard Vane, I was thinking of, you know, this album, G.I.?
Ah, Germs? Germs の G.I.
Ah, they're very happy.
Ah, yeah, okay, you know.
I saw Germs like 25 gigs of Germs. I love Germs. Wow. I have Germs armband.
Mm. My son loves Germs, so he has 25 times. He has Germs armband.
Yeah, I mean from those days, from the late 70s.
Well,同じ Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So same place. So, yeah, you're quite lucky.
Yeah, well, anyway,
僕らすごいパンクハードコアの影響やっぱすごい受けているんで、やっぱたけしは特にハードコア大好きだし、今回一曲のジェネシスって曲は。タイトル、元々の仮のタイトルがヘンリーっていうタイトルで、ロリンズのことをずっと考えて作った曲なんでね。
Okay, so, punk hardcore, they're really into it. It was a big influence on their music. And the song, the first track on the new album, Genesis, actually, the original title they're saying was actually... not original title, but the kind of temporary title that they had.
Working title.
They named it before they named it Genesis. The temporary title was Henry, because they were thinking about Henry Rollins.
Hank Rollins. Okay, he had a band in DC called SOA.
Yeah. So kind of SOA という番組。Yeah.
Right on Discord, and then he came out and joined Black.
Yeah. Right.
And. I mean, all of us were big Germs fans. Germs had a huge influence on our scene. Huge. And anyway, Pat Smear, he made these two solo records. People aren't aware of them. One of them, late 80s, Pat Ruth and Smear, and another one called just Pat Smear. And they're great records. There's a song on there that him and Darby wrote called Golden Boys. Anyway, that's I'll Find You. And then finally, No Blood Lore. No, non-blood lore.
Non-blood lore.
Yeah, non-blood lore, which is, you know, kind of a trippy image. A lore is kind of like story, and non-blood, like it's not from the blood, it's not from the family.
Chi ってことは、non-blood の、なんていうんですか、親類親戚、遺伝
そういう血のつながりじゃなくて、そういう、例えば僕らがハードコアとかパンクの影響を受けたみたいな、そういう継承、そういう血を介さない遺伝みたいなのを、今回は特に意識してるね。
So, yeah, so you're actually, Mike, you're, I think what Atsu-san is saying is you're exactly correct. It is non-blood lore by being connection and talking about this deep influence to the punk and the hardcore.
Yeah.
But it isn't actually through, blood, as you were saying. So
right, it's more ideas.
Right, it's more of that.
Artistry, expression, culture. Yeah. I'll tell you something about the Germs album, G.I. At the gigs, we could never understand Darby. He hardly ever sang into the microphone. But then that album came out, not only was it recorded well, but it also had lyric sheet. So we all saw the words.
G.I. のことの話なんですが、いつもライブでダービーの、マイク使わず歌ってたので、全然何の感じは分からなくて、アルバムが出たら、すごい歌詞とか歌を、 全然あの綺麗に聞けて、でそれだけじゃなくてあの歌詞もついてたのですごい驚いたという、うん、
これ僕の印象だとアメリカのバンドってあんまりリリックスをね、うん、アートワークに載せない印象があるんだけど、
うん、
それは違う、みんな載せてるもの。
What do you think, Mike? Atsu was saying he has the impression that like bands, American bands and such, don't really print the lyrics in their artwork.
You're right. In the old days, especially, no rock bands did. The England ones didn't do it either for a long time. But to see that Darby's writing was poetry like that, it was a mind blow. I mean, you never.
Mm.
Got that live, you know. It was to see that stuff written like that. It was, and I don't know why they did that, but when they did that, it just added another dimension, another layer.
Mm.
It was like, God.
Yeah. So, so Azo-san, 多分 Mike さんもそんな感じですね。あの、アメリカのバンドだけじゃなくてイギリスのバンドも。あの特に昔は、
うん、
価値がついてなくて、
ね、
でジャーンズのことは、うん、あのなんかその先の話なんですが、歌詞は全然分からなくてで、うん、アルバムに、まあ、あの書いてたので、
うん、
あのその驚いたことは書いてることだけじゃなくて、
うん、
書いてるのはすごい、詩的な詩みたいな歌詞で、
うん、
あのでなんでなぜこうなってるかそれも分からなかったんです、
うん、
でも別々ですね、あのライブと、
うん、
あのアルバムとなんかその気持ちがありました、
うん、I mean, let me ask your opinion. How important are words in a rock and roll song?
どう思いますか、あの歌詞はどれぐらいあの大事ですか。
今回はね、制作にあたってメッセージしか書かないでおこうって思ったのね。
うん。So this time when they were going about it, they thought, let's not bother writing anything but just message.
うん。でも、そのボリスは今までその、それ音楽でメッセージを伝えるみたいなことは一切してこなかったので、で、そのスタイルはずっと続いてて、なんか答えを与えるようなことは嫌なのね。
うん。
だから今回はアートワークに、今回は歌詞は載せなかった。
そうですね。So, up until now, yeah, they didn't do it like this where it was just like writing messages, so to speak.But this time they specifically chose not to include the lyrics. It's like they didn't want to give the answers, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, there's a germ song called What We Do Is Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because reflex in the
What We Do Is Secret to you.
Right. He says defects in the reflex in the defects mirror. It's almost like, yeah, and I know exactly what he meant. I was there, you know, with him at those gigs, and like, we wanted it to be our thing. We didn't want it really spread out, you know? It was kind of strange. Underground, right? Underground.
So, no, the jams and all, and what we do is secret to you. すごいハマっててなんか、まあ、自分の曲です。あの、自分の真の曲です。あの、その歌詞の、内容で、なんか、本当に、あの、私たちの歌詞、私たちの曲、私たちの真のことは感じられました。
その、作品において、その、答えを与えることはしたくないけれども、イメージを広げるための言葉は、アートワークに載せてもいいなと思ってるね。
So, sometimes, rather than wanting to, how can I say, emphasize the lyrics, it's more about emphasizing the artwork by having the lack of words. So there, you know, there's no need to put words to the art sometimes. The art can speak for itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. That's why you write the song in the first place, right?
うん、そのために曲を作ってるでしょうね。
そうね。
Let me give you one other funny example with germs. There's a song
called germs の話にします。
There's a song called The Other Newest One.
Okay. The other newest one that you cook it, isn't it?
Because they had two new songs, and this was the other, the other new one. Sometimes the message was just for the other band members. So sometimes not such a deep message.
So sometimes the message was not so deep.
So. We're at the end of the second hour, July 7th, 2020. Special guest, Boris. Hold on. Hour three.
こうやってね、マイクが体験したことを聞けるのはすげえ嬉しいよ。
Boris is there. Tanya and I are very, very happy that, to hear that you had experienced them firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Great cast. Great cast.
この間の2月の日本ツアーで、その日本のハードコアのグドンのね、ガイさんに会ったり、オートシティインディアンの勝美さんに会ったり、現場コーナニーズの大郎さんに会ったりとかしてね、当時の話とかもいっぱい聞けたし。
グドンの、の、
ガイさん。
ガイさん。A member of the band Gudon, who they covered, Fundamental Error on the album.
Yeah.
And, they met, a guy named Guy-san, Mr. Guy, and, the other members directly. And so they could actually, you know, have a connection with them directly.
Yeah. Sometimes that personal connect is really important. I wrote an entire song.For a Germs gig with Joe Biza, it was very personal, but I used that van. I mean, I should tell people we're at the July 7, 2020, third hour Waffle Pedro show. Watch for Pedro show. We start off the third hour with Kikanoi Boris from new album No. Does it go for the title? By calling the album No? Is that supposed to mean something?
で、アルバムのタイトルを No にするのはなんか意味はありますか？
あれ？そうだね。すごく、まあ普遍的な話でか、人間は、その、習慣とか慣れとか？
So yeah, it's kind of like relating to like, so, humans will kind of just get used to something.
Yeah.
No change.
Yeah.
I think he's going to continue.
Complacent.
うん。あと、忘れたりとかね。そういう人間の体が持ってるそういうシステムにまず、ノーって言いたいっていうところがあるんだね。
And so just like, the body and the mind, it often forgets, and the idea of no is like, forgets or ignores, the idea of no is that, is no to that, to not do that, to not forget, to not ignore, to not accept.
まずそういう否定から人間性っていうものが始まるってやっぱり思ってるから。
So, humans have kind of, a natural, tendency to deny things. To deny things, whether it be the truth or what have you. There's a part of us that naturally denies.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I agree.
Okay. So the no is to that.
Yeah, to that kind of mindset. Okay, and then we had Crane doing This Is Not Our Home, Cosmo Scheiss doing Snakes, and then Interlude from Boris. Your Interlude you usually put in the middle.
Yeah. Boris は英語が分かってないんじゃないかって思われるのかなと思って、すごい心配だったんだよね。
So, they thought that maybe it would...more be like, oh, Boris really just doesn't understand English, do they?
Fucked up, right? That's okay, it's okay.
You know? Yeah, だからね、もう今、次のアルバムを作ってるし、だから最後の曲にインタールードってつけたかった。
So they're already working on the next record, so putting an interlude at the end, actually, that's what something they wanted to do, because it really is the middle.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Simple is what simple does. I mean, I'm into it. I'm way into it. What about this one here? Temple of Hatred. No message there, for sure.
それはメッセージがないですか？でしょうか？
そうだな。まあ、歌詞はあるんだけど、そうだな。まあみんなで、ベニューで、ね、自分の像を吐き出して、パーティー、楽しいパーティーやりたい感じだよね。
So it's kind of like, to have a, how can I say, your hatred or anger, and then it, like push out and just have a fun party.
Oh, I like cathartic.
Cathartic, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Watt for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition, we had Temple of Hatred from Boris. Which, it's okay, people, just a party, don't worry. And then, then there's this other side project I'm interested in. And this is where, Brother Takeshi, I know you play a double neck guitar bass, but this is A-N, this project.
A-N.
Yeah, and you play guitar, right?
Yes.
そう、テゲスさん、まあ、ダブルネックのことは、わかってますが、永遠の時はギターだけですか？
そうですね。
Well, I played a song called Rain Sound.
うん。
Well, I translated it. You know.
雨音ね。
雨音。
うん。
雨を流すんですね。
音、雨、雨の音 or some sound of the rain or...So I'm interested in this project. How did this project come about?
そこの永遠はどうやって始まりましたか？
僕がすごい影響を受けた日本のなんて言えばいいのかな、ダークでアバンギャルドでプログレッシブなバンドで ZOA ゾアっていうバンドがいて、でその森川さんといろいろこっちのゲストボーカル入ってもらったりいろいろ仲良くなって始まったプロジェクトだね。
So they're pretty much Atsuo san is saying that he's very much influenced by a band called Zoa, which is a very kind of dark avant-garde progressive type of band, and the vocalist, or I guess he's kind of like, I guess you could say the front man or the leader of that band, Morikawa-san, he had started to collaborate a lot with Boris, like adding vocals and such to some Boris records. So their relationship grew through that.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And there's another bass player.
で、それは、他のベーシストもいますよね。
その森川さんが、ゾアではボーカルなんだけど、永遠ではボーカルとベースを弾いてくれてて。
Morikawa-san, who we just mentioned, he is usually mostly a vocalist, singer man, as you call him, but on this, in AN, he also is the bass player.
Yeah.
ゾアのギタリストの黒木さんが、まあ、その当時、ゾアもあんま動いてなくて、すごいいいギタリストだから、一緒になんか音出したいなと思って始まったのが永遠かな。
And so also, in that band Zoa, there is a fantastic lead guitar player, Shinji Kuroki, さん. And, so he also, of course, by collaborating, by being in, a member of Zoa, it was a good opportunity for Atsuo and Takeshi to join up not only with Morikawa-san, but also Kuroki-san on lead guitar. They really wanted to have a project where they could have his lead guitar involved as well.
And there's future plan?
Just stay working.
Yeah,
still going. And is 2枚アルバム出して、今
So yeah, they have two records out now, two albums, and they're working on the third. Kind of in progress.
Okay, it's great. I love it. I should say, we heard Galactus. You know, one good thing about this lockdown is some people are recording like crazy. Like I've been doing a lot of collab and stuff. And these guys, Raquel and Jared out in the desert here, they just recorded 8 albums.
Lockdown.
Yeah. So, you know, I heard that King Lear, whoever wrote those Shakespeare plays, that was written during a lockdown. So, you know, it don't have to be a total negative kind of thing, you know. But, yeah, I can't wait to do gigs. Oh, yeah. The last song was Lust by Boris. a really good album, man. I love this No album. And you're already working on the next album, Boris album, right?
うん。このはもう本当に好きで。で、もう次のアルバムも、いや、作ってますか?もう作ってるよ。うん。いつも。もう僕らも、そうだな。もう4枚同時に作ってるかな。
Yeah, so they're in the middle of it. My son, they're right in the middle of it, and you know, actually, for Boris, it's not uncommon for them to be working on four at a time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. let me ask about the process. Does Boris make demos?
Yeah, Boris は demo を作ってますか?
ほとんど作らないね。
Yeah, they don't really bother with demos.
Okay, so there's a lot of writing. There's a lot of writing in the studio?
Yes.
スタジオ、その、作曲してるのはほとんどスタジオの中ですか?
うん。うん。そこでジャムとかインプロビゼーションで録音して、そこに肉付けしたり、こう、そぎ落としたりとかする感じかな?
うん。So yeah, they're recording, they're kind of just doing these jam sessions in the studio and letting the songs kind of be born out of their improvisation.And so, then they'll add things to it as it goes, and they'll have an idea as it goes.
So let me ask, the studio situation is very casual.
で、そのスタジオの状況は、
casual.
Well, casual, like, oh, we got to get done, we only have 2 hours, we have to, you know, no, very relaxed.
なんか、心配しながらしてるわけじゃなくて、なんか、なんていうんですか、ゆっくりできるとか、なんか、まあ、プレッシャーがない状況ですかね。
そう、僕らはそういうレコーディング期間っていうのを設定してやる感じじゃなくて、いつも録音してるから、自分たちでレコーディングもしてるし、だから間違えても誰にも怒られないから。
So, the reason for that, and then Mike, you're probably familiar with this, but, It's because they're just, it's all DIY, they're all doing it themselves, so like, you know, there's no pressure, no one's going to get angry at them for making a mistake, and they're just recording everything they do.
Okay. I mean, this is one reason why my organ man, Pizzo, we built a studio in Pedro, so we don't have to sweat that shit.
Yeah. So, Mike-san も同じ状況で、一緒にやってる、Pete Mazik さん、organ ですね、organ player ですね。彼も自分の家でスタジオを作ってて、って感じで、できています。
うん。いや、大事だね。
That's very important to have that.
Yeah, yeah. Because the old days was nothing like that. In the old days, our recording sessions, like Minutemen, they were like gigs in front of the microphone. We'd even record them in order so we didn't have to waste money sequencing.
そう、昔のミニットメンの、リコーディング時代は、そう、本当に大変で、やってとか、いろんなそういう、まあ、プレッシャーというか、時間がないとか、お金がないので、で、まあ、編集もほとんどせず、スタジオで、そのままライブをしました。ライブをリコーディングして、で、何ですか、その順番、曲の順番、アルバムの順番、その通りでやってて、それで、後で編集、その編集も、ないようにしておいたんですね。その、自由さがなかったんですね。
いや、だからこそ、こう、いろいろな聞きどころとか魅力がいっぱいあるんだろうね。
So that's why they're able to have this kind of, attraction, I guess. That's the attraction of it, yeah. Is that you don't have to sweat all those things.
Yeah.
No choice, no option is good.
No choice, no option is good.
I got one more thing to ask. What are your feelings about? What about streaming?
Streaming. 今回はバンドでstreamingですね。それは、ご意見を。
Because of the situation.
この今、現在の状況によるそうなったん
そうだね。やっぱり ポリスは一番アメリカのお客さんが多いね。で、今日本からアメリカにレコードとか CD とか送れないから、とにかく早くね、みんなにも聞いてほしかったし。で、あの時にバンドキャンプが一番いいなと思って。
So, yeah, exactly. As for the current situation, it's just kind of like it just seemed the most natural way. You know, they have a lot of fans in the US, Boris does. But it's not easy to put out CDs and records to them in, among the current situation, sending vinyls and CDs all across the sea and everything. It's not really something they can do, but they want the fans to be able to hear the new music right away, and therefore Bandcamp just seemed like the obvious choice, the best choice.
でさ、そのバンドキャンプって日本はね、全然ポピュラーじゃないんだよね。
そうですね。So, Bandcamp is virtually unknown in Japan, actually.
Yeah, but Greg, I was talking about something else. I was talking about live performances streamed over the internet, like a gig. Like virtual venue.
But the last one. So, それだけでなく、すみません、実はマイクさんは、まあ、そのシーンもありますが、現在は、まあ、ライブは、本当のライブ、客さんは入れられないので、その、ストリーミングの演奏のライブ、のストリーミングはどう思いますか？
いやー、難しいね。友達のやつとかも見てるけどね。ちょっと、ボリスは無理だよね。
So they've been watching some of their friends, streaming performances and stuff like that, but for Boris, it just seems like kind of an impossibility.
僕らは、音でお客さんに触ってる、触れてる、音で触って伝えてるから、それがストリーミングでできない。
できないですね。So, a big part of, the live experience, the Boris live experience, and I'm sure, Mike-san, you've experienced it yourself, but, just to put it out there, the biggest part of that experience is that you are touched by the sound. You can feel the sound. It's not just about hearing. It's also about the feeling.
Of course.
You know, the tremors and the lard, that sound moves you.
Of course.
Know about a board show. So that's a huge part for them, and they kind of don't like the idea of leaving that behind.
Yeah.
あと、いろいろ、やっぱりこう、大事なのは、こっちからお客さんと目が合うことかな。
And another important thing with that, Mike, is being able to see the audience. You're on a stream, you can't see them. So that meeting, the eyes, your eyes meet.
Of course, I know it's a severe, severe compromise. I understand.
No. So, yeah, there's severe compromise.
Okay. You know, the technology ain't there. A lot of the sound is terrible. But this is one of the things me and Pizzo... this is one of the things me and Pizzo are trying to do with our studio. We're trying to wire it up to... I mean, we got to do something.
まあ、意外とサンプル。そう。まあ、マキさんが言ってるのは、そう、さっきの話した、スタジオ、友達のスタジオで、で、なんか今は、なんか、その準備中ですね、できるように、いろいろ考えてます。で、まあ、今、ミュージシャンたちは今、大変ですので、なんか今、何かやらないといけないという気持ちで、まあ、そうなってしまうんです。
そうだね。そうだな。アクションを起こすことも大事だとは思うけど、そのアクションが文化を殺すことにもなるから、そこは慎重に。
So, Atsuo-san said, yeah, you've got to take action. You definitely have to take action. However, there's sometimes a feeling that taking action is like kind of destroying a part of culture.
Yeah.Yeah, well, we have a saying here, right? Desperate times call for desperate men.
desperate times, desperate measures.
No, desperate men. I said desperate men. Greg, you missed part of the joke if you don't get the desperate man.
I'm sorry?
It's not desperate measures, it's desperate men. Desperate times call for desperate men. It's a joke.
I didn't hear it.
Look, it's been a big honor to have you back on the show. Thank you so much. The record's beautiful. I can't wait to...
本当にこのショーに参加してくれて本当にありがとうございます。ありがとう。ありがとう。Thank you so much.
Very welcome. When the next one comes out, can we talk about it?
次のアルバムでもこの話はできますか?
もちろん。いつもね、本当サポートしてくれて本当ありがとう、マイク。Thank
you so much for your support.
Righteous. You deserve. People, it's been July 7, 2020 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.